Here with head coach Becky Hall of the Wittenberg women's softball program, taking a look at the 2010 spring season for her Tigers. Coming off an 18-20 campaign a year ago, 8-6 in the North Coast Athletic Conference. Coach, much like some of the other spring sports, you're having to battle the snow, but when you head down to Kissimmee in a couple of weeks, you don't have to worry about that, hopefully. Looking forward to finally getting out and playing some of those first games here in 2010.
You're right, Ben. You know, we've been stuck in the gym for 25 practices now. We're just about 6 or 7 days away from leaving campus and being out on the field for the first time. So the team's excited. They're kind of chomping at the bit to get out on a field, get some results of all of their hard work that they've put in during the offseason, the fall, and now into this winter preseason.
Already mentioned last year's record, a couple games below 500, right in the thick of things in the middle of the North Coast Athletic Conference. Clearly, it was a tale of pitching versus hitting last year. What was your assessment of the 2009 season? And for a lot of returners, what did they learn from last year's season?
Well, I'll start with the second part of the question first. I think the returners realized that what happened last year with the offense is not at all what the expectation is or was at that time, but what it is for this year. The team's really put in some extra time in the gym this winter, you know, running through some captain-led hitting practices, you know, to raise that batting average that we just was dismal last year, I think would be the best way to put it. With a pitching staff as strong as we had a year ago, you know, that's, again, the hope this year. But, you know, the expectation coming into this season is that we're going to raise that average by 100 points. You know, that sounds, you know, maybe unrealistic to some, but when you're only hitting about 227, 229, you've got to do that in order to compete. So that's kind of where we're sitting, you know, with the expectations. And coming into this year, expectations are high, goals are set. I mean, a preseason pick fourth in our conference is about where I expected, because that usually rolls out what would happen the previous year is usually what the preseason pick is for the next year. So that's motivation in itself.
Last year you had the pitcher of the year, Rachel Hatcher, who graduated. Obviously, the pitching staff was very good last year, 1.74 ERA as a unit. But without her services, you're going to have to turn in other directions. Who do you expect to really fill in that role as the staff ace? And then who's going to be at the back end or maybe coming out of the bullpen?
Well, this year we are fortunate to have a good part of that pitching staff return. Right now we're plagued with some injuries with some of the returners, but as far as a 1-2 punch goes, I believe Brooke Boswell, a senior who had most of the innings outside of Rachel last year, could really step up and be our number one, as well as Melissa Shock, you know, filling in. I think the two of them will battle for that 1-2, you know, punch or position on the mound. We also have a freshman, Kelby Kittles from Springfield, Shawnee, who I think will get some significant time. Megan O'Neill currently is battling some injuries, so we've got to get her healthy first and then get her back into pitching shape. Sophomore Anna Cartunis, who should see some significant time as a closer for us, if you will. So a pitching staff of five, it sounds like we're sitting pretty in a nice situation, but we just have to keep them healthy and keep them throwing strikes.
And then in terms of offense, you return a junior, Jesse Allen, who's one of your team captains. She was a second-team all-conference nominee from a year ago. She spearheaded the team with the 276 average. Obviously, you're hoping that to improve. Who else do you expect to really provide the big offensive bats for you this year?
Well, I'm going to again mention Brooke Boswell. She hit in our fourth spot last year. She may bounce in that middle of the lineup somewhere. Cam Katafu, a senior, I mean, we expect her to go out this year with a bang. She came in her freshman year, was rookie of the year in the conference, and the expectation is that she's going to be a returning first teamer her senior year. We expect her to lead the team off, at least initially, you know, down in Florida for our first 12 games. Jade Shivington is another bat that's expected to produce some power. Erica Ford, a freshman, who maybe not the power part, but she's got a lot of speed. We turned her around to the left side. I mean, we expect her to really charge our offense a little bit as a freshman, you know, get some time in there in the two spot and nine spot and spark a pretty quick offense. Brooklyn Cox, a transfer from Capital a year ago, is a first year for us this year behind the plate, and we expect her to also contribute and hit for some numbers this year, maybe not just consistently, but hit with a little power and consistency as well.
Coach, I don't know if I've ever seen nine seniors on a roster, especially on a softball roster. Almost half of your team is composed of fourth years. You have one of them being senior Melissa Schock, a co-captain, and of course you've already talked about Brooke Boswell. Who else do you look to really provide some leadership because of the fact that, well, it's their last chance at a nice winning season, and obviously they want to go out with a bang.
Yeah, nine seniors, that's the most that the softball program has had since I've been here. Within that senior group, Emily Rudman, Elizabeth Roby, two catchers. The position itself lends itself to leadership, but they also step up in different ways when they're not behind the plate. So we do expect the two of them to provide some added leadership. You know, all nine seniors, the potential is there. But I think the diamond in the rough, the one who's going to really shine through, is going to be a sophomore, potentially, Brooklyn Cox, who I mentioned a little earlier. She does everything 100%. 100 miles an hour. We expect great things from her, as well as, you know, sophomores Abby Ballantyne, Caitlin Davis, to kind of step up and show us a little bit more this year as sophomores than what they kind of did as shy freshmen a year ago.
It's certainly going to make a fun recruiting process heading into next year because of the fact that you have a very deep sophomore class as well. So there are going to be a lot of vacancies, obviously, left open by this senior class departing heading into 2011. But that's another conversation for another day. Heading into the 2010 season, you kick off the schedule with a March 6th visit to Kissimmee, Florida, the Rebel Spring Games. You'll have 12 games scheduled down there, kicking off with an NAIA opponent, St. Francis. Talk a little bit about the 12 games you have down there. Obviously, it'll be nice to play on some green grass down there, but what's the schedule shaping up this year down in the down over the spring break trip?
Yeah, starting off with a strong opponent in St. Francis, as you mentioned, will be a good test right away. We've played them in the past, and you know, each of the few years we've played them, we didn't always come out on top, but we're in those ball games. We have down in Florida, as you mentioned, 12 games, six of which are region games or regional opponents. So that's going to put us in a pretty good position to see what we're made of right away. You know, it's a pretty well-balanced schedule. Every day you can look at the schedule and say, wow, we're playing Adrian, a top eight contender last year. They lost a few players, but they do return a very strong pitching staff who we expect to see. You know, and we've got some other opponents that just should really test us early and really see what we're made of. And with a veteran squad, you know, a group that's played together for the most part for 3-4 years, I mean, the expectation going down to Florida is for this senior class to experience a winning season coming back. It's not something they've experienced in their 3 years previous. We've come back 500. We've come back a few games below. But this year, you know, again, we're looking to equal the score and come back above 500 with a well-balanced schedule.
And then once you return, there are a number of teams that you'll play in and around Ohio, Indiana. And for the first time, a trip out to Augustana for a tournament in late March. Obviously, that one catches a lot of people's eye when they take a look at the schedule. Talk a little bit about that trip and some of the competition you might see out in the Great Lakes region.
Yeah, the Great Lakes region is one of the top regions in of the eight regions for softball selection. Getting out and being able to play Ripon and Martin Luther and Augustana and Northland over that small break there, that weekend trip, should be, again, just a great test outside of our region to get the Wittenberg name out in the Great Lakes area. You know, we've never traveled that direction. We've not gone up, you know, into that area of the country yet, you know. So this tournament should be something that hopefully will put Wittenberg on a map as far as going into a different region and playing some strong opponents.
Other usual suspects on the schedule, Wilmington, Case Western, in terms of central region opponents. As we turn our focus to the North Coast Athletic Conference, you guys were picked fourth, as you alluded to, in the preseason poll. You finished in a tie for fourth a year ago. Expectations for the conference, obviously Denison expected to do well again this year. Ohio Wesleyan, they basically took most of the first place votes in the preseason poll, but you'd like to see your team right in the mix at the end of the season, I imagine.
Definitely. You know, as you look through that poll, and as coaches, we kind of take them, you know, with a grain of salt, I guess. It can be a motivating factor, or we can just let it be for what it is, and that's a continuation into how the last season ended, or for the most part. You know, if you notice in that poll, if you do take a close look at it, you're going to see one first place vote, you know, beside our name. Clearly, we think that that's going to be us. We're going to be that first place team this year. You look around the conference and you see small roster sizes with a lot of the schools. I mean, Hiram, who won the tournament last year, graduated an entire infield, a strong offense, a great defense. Allegheny's small roster. Ohio Wesleyan's a team that I do very much believe that the selection of second for them was very legit. I think they're the team that I think is going to surprise some people. We split with them last year. We needed to sweep. We would have taken that fourth place all to ourselves, and we missed it by a half a game. So Denison, no surprise. You know, great coaching, great kids on the roster. But again, we saw them this fall. We were successful, pretty successful against them, and we feel good coming into the season. You know, picked fourth, that's okay. That's okay. You know, sometimes being fourth is a good place to be in. You know, I think take a look at our women's basketball program. They were picked fourth, and they run the gamut. So, you know, I'm not ashamed at all to be picked fourth. In fact, we're going to use it, just as I said earlier, we're going to use it as a motivating factor.
They don't win championships on paper. Your team kicks off the conference on April 7th when they play host to Ohio Wesleyan here at Betty Dillahunt Field out near campus here in Springfield. Coach, obviously, as always, you've been gifted with a tremendous coaching staff. The assistant coaches have been wonderful. Brett Sadler's one of them. You add a couple of new faces as well this year. Talk a little bit about your coaching staff as a whole and some of the responsibilities for each of those individuals.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Brett Sadler, this is his third year with us. So he is in a position now where he's willing to take some leads on some things and not really wait to be told to do things, but rather just goes out and does them. We put Brett kind of in charge of our offense. A year ago, we made things maybe a little more difficult than they needed to be. So we've taken the approach that we're going to keep things simple. See the ball, hit the ball. I mean, there's not much more simplicity than that. We've also added this year Ali Teopas, who is a Denison grad. She brings with her just a wealth of playing experience, game experience, big game experience. I mean, in her 4 years there, Denison, you know, was one game away from being one of eight teams still standing in the national championship or College World Series for Division III. So with Ali's addition on the team here, she's kind of taken charge of our outfield group. We also have Jody Eichmeier, who she's been with the team a few years, but really the impact was seen last year when she took a pitching staff that had struggled the year before and turned them into a pitching staff with, you know, a 1.74 ERA getting us a conference pitcher of the year and Rachel Hatcher, you know. So we feel like we've got a lot of great pieces in place. You know, now it's just our job as coaches to pick the right group, to put the right team on the field, to make sure the chemistry stays and is there throughout the season, and for the team to go out and perform at the level that we know they're capable of performing at.
You alluded to it earlier on in this conversation, Coach, the off-season work ethic, first of all, because of the fact that you do have nine seniors. There were a lot of captains' practices that helped not only build some of the strength training and some of the agility as well, but also some additional hitting sessions throughout the course of the off-season as well. Talk a little bit about the team work ethic in general, because as a coach, you can coach them up only so much, but there has to be the desire there, especially during the off season, in order to get to that level that they desire to achieve.
You're right, Ben. You know, the thing that we are really talking this year about, really focusing on, is what are we doing each day to improve our fundamentals? You know, we are looking at every day we break things down. We're trying to keep it simple. We are trying to get better every day. And that's a goal for this team. It's been a goal for the team for a long, long time. But I really believe that this year we have complete buy-in. You know, people are invested. They've put the work in the offseason. The team is doing the things necessary to put us in a position to be successful. You know, so we feel really good about that. You know, the things that we worry about is, you know, you get outside and you're outside for the first time and things start to happen that didn't happen in the gym. The ball's going to take a different bounce. We hope that mentally we've prepared them, and we've taken steps in the classroom with some mental, you know, prep work and hope that those things will come back. This past summer, you know, I mentioned the mental part because I think that's so important for athletes, and I'm going to throw the female athlete in there. We assigned a book, Mental mind gym, for the team to read. And it's been something that we've referred back to throughout the entire 6 months we've been in school, is this book, Mind Gym. It's a great book. If you haven't read it as an athlete, you should. You know, we just need this to head in the right direction, and that's making this team successful.
It all starts on March 6th with the trip down to Kissimmee, Florida for the Rebel Spring Games. Coach, best of luck, and hopefully we'll be seeing a lot of Tiger wins this upcoming season.
Thank you, Ben. That is the hope. Come on out and watch. It should be an exciting year.
All right. That is head coach Becky Hall of the Wittenberg women's softball team joining us here on the Tiger Sports Network.